Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. I've got JN2N with me as well. She's washing cherries.
I love cherries. Luxury.
Okay. I want to talk about...
I hope nobody needs to go to the loo now for having water. Sorry, carry on.
I wanted to talk about private messages. And etiquette about private messages. As I understand that people have been talking on audioboo about how great it is to make friends on audioboo, which you know I absolutely feel very strongly in favour of that. I've built some really good friendships with people via audioboo. But also about how great private messages are in audioboo world. And how tricky it is, because sometimes, Jana, you were saying to me earlier today, sometimes, you know, if you're talking to somebody with a private message, and you hear them say something to you in a private message context, later on you might not remember whether that's private or whether that was actually something they said on a public boo. So it can be a bit tricky to remember what's private and what's public, and you know, make sure you don't talk about something in the public boosphere, or what do they call it, booniverse, that is supposed to be private. It's quite tricky, isn't it? So I don't really know what the strategy is for doing that, other than having a really good memory. But yeah, you know, somebody sends you something as a private message, you know, it's a sign of trust, isn't it? So, you know, if I send somebody a message on audioboo, a private message, I'm trusting that person to, well, I'm either saying something that I wouldn't mind being publicly shared, but I don't think anyone else is interested, so therefore I'm sending it just to that person. But that's not really mostly the case. In my experience, when you're private messaging with somebody, you get into sort of confidence with each other, and you you know, and you share things that you wouldn't necessarily want to be public. So but every time you do that, you're sending them something that's private, and you're trusting them that they won't blab about it, because once you've sent them that MP3 file, they could download it and publish it anywhere. So other people could hear what you've said in your own voice, so it's no doubt that it was you saying it, because they've got that recording, you're trusting them with that recording. Or they could just talk about it in their own public boo or wherever, on a blog, on Facebook, wherever. They could talk about it, you know, deliberately divulging your secrets. Or they could just accidentally divulge a bit of information about you that that you didn't want them to. One of the classic ones for me is my name. So my on audioboo, I'm SM2N, and on the electoral roll, that is not my name. I've got a different name. and there are people that and I don't necessarily want people that have my real name necessarily to be able to Google my real name and find my audio boos. So that's why I call myself SM2N instead on the audio boo. But when I talk to somebody privately, you know, they may find out my real name, and then they have to, you know, I have to say, oh by the way, you know, please don't use my real name. Now you know what my real name is, please don't use it, you know, in public. And people slip up in that way.
That's a tricky thing. I was just going to say, see, one thing that's really tricky is when somebody tells you something privately and then they talk about the same thing publicly.
Yes.
And then you think, oh, it's obviously your right to talk about it. But you don't know how many, you know, what sort of details they may have given you, details that they're not happy to be shared publicly.
Yes.
Even if they're happy to talk about that thing in public. So I find it very difficult, so therefore I just like to keep it completely separate.
Or never talk about something on a private bit, yeah, that you talked about in a public bit.
Yes, and if I do have to mention it, then I usually just say, I don't identify anyone. I don't even identify that this is someone who I'm talking to on audioboo. I just say, this is what I heard from a friend, or as an example, a friend of mine said this. So nobody can identify who that person is. So I'm just trying to generalise then, if I really have to mention it. But yeah, because it's so easy to slip up, especially with names. It's because if you know that person as such and such, and then you just sort of just talk about them, about that naturally, and
so
you
if some
publish it, and you don't, even if you listen back, it may not occur to you that, oh, actually, you know, it's like you don't find your own mistakes in writing.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Yes, definitely. So if somebody you know. Publicly on audioboo, if they talk about a subject and then you want to talk about that subject as well, having heard them say that, would you then do a public boo where you say, oh, a friend of mine said blah blah blah, and not even refer to it being on audioboo? Because, you know, quite a lot of my audioboos in the past have been saying, oh, I heard R2UK talking about this on her boo, and my thoughts are
it depends
that,
what
or
it is.
Acrobat is talking about this, and
it depends what it is. If it's more of a thing that you can have a conversation about, and that might even be of interest to other people to get into a conversation with, then I mention it. But I'd be very careful to only refer to details that they themselves said in their public boo. So if they also told me something in private, I'd be very careful to keep those details back.
Mm.
But I'd be probably more likely to talk to them about it in private, just so that I don't slip up and don't give anything else away that they wouldn't want me to.
Hmm. And then the Booniverse is missing out on part of the conversation, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tough.
It's tricky, isn't it? It's tricky, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but then I heard Max say earlier, it's a shame that people don't use private messages more often. And I was thinking, how do you know? How do you know they don't?
Yeah, there's a secret. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, because you don't know who's talking to who in private messages, do you?
Well, do you?
Well, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Yes.
That's the aspect of private messages.
So you lot, what do you think about it? Anybody got any thoughts? Any reactions to the sorts of things that Jana and I have been talking about? Be interesting to hear how other people perceive it. How do you manage the boundary between the private message and the public boo? Let me know.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out.
It would.
Yeah.
Righty ho.
So we can learn something.
Cool. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.
Hi. I have my cherries now.
What are they like?
Yummy. Want one?
Oh, go on then. Oh, just one.
See?
I've got strings in joy.
Duh, are you still recording? It's a cherry, that just shows how long you haven't had one for.
Of course they have a stone. It's a bit healthy inside. To me.
Too
Mars healthy. Bars don't have stones inside,
it does
do they?
It does tend to grow outside, yes.
See,
too healthy.
Mars bars don't have stones inside. Snickers have got peanuts.
It's only because they engineered them that way. They might have got stones inside.
Genetically engineered Mars bars.
Yeah, they could put stones inside if they wanted to.
Have you ever had a Mars bar with a stone in it?
Well, no, because nobody would want a stone.
Disgust.
In a Mars bar. Even though, no, actually, I would want something in a Mars bar. They're a little bit too sort of gooey, aren't they?
Yeah, a bit
I prefer Snickers because there's something to bite on in between all that goo.
Mm.
And maybe that's just me. Plus, I love peanuts. So. Anyway, it's really boring hearing people eat on the
Yeah, it's
boo.
Masticating on a boo.
Yeah.
It's just not good, is it?
Exactly. You can't understand what we're saying while we're eating, so you might as well pause now and stop.
Okay.